This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
And joining us in studio is Matimba Makaringe, who is the founder and the manufacturer of Courageous Cosmetics. Hello, Matimba.
Hi, everyone.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, we're awesome. Thank you so much and welcome to Capricorn Drive.
Thank you.
I like the chats that take place usually off air because they kind of like remove the veil of the person that took on the interview. So the fact that you mentioned that you've worked on radio before.
Puts the pillar on you?
No. This should be a breeze. Okay, this means you know radio etiquette. You will not be surprised by anything, and we're going to have ourselves a very lovely conversation. So, on that note, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, we usually start the segment by introducing our guests to the people, right? But I think they will realize that who are we,
right,
to tell the people about somebody who's right here with us, and they are more than well equipped enough to tell the people who they are, right? Please do tell the friends of the show who you are.
All right. Well, my name is Matimba Makaringe. I am 33 years old, and I come from Nkowankowa on the outskirts of Zinin. I am a daughter, a sister, an aunt, and a mother.
Oh, yes.
My favorite thing about my life right now is the fact that I'm a mother. I hold a BA Corporate Communications degree from the University of the Free State. I am a mentor. I am a mentee. I'm a friend. I love people. And I am a warrior. I think I've gone through so many things that every morning when I wake up and I look at myself and I say, wow, girl, look at you. You made it.
Yeah,
so I'm a conqueror. And I love God.
Hallelujah.
I've seen the grace of God in my life. And yeah. My name means Matimba Yashikwembu, which means the power of God. That is my name. So I am that.
Powerful. And they always say there's nothing bigger of a motivation than where you are from. So if you need strength, just look back and be like, oh, I survived that, I'm good.
Yeah,
you
know? Definitely.
Right. And talking about that, you know, your journey really does tell a lot about where you are right now. Could you please share it with us about your upbringing and how that has been able to impact the woman that you've become today?
Okay, well, unfortunately, my parents got divorced when I was very, very young. So I was raised by my mother and my grandmother. So I grew up in an environment surrounded by women. So that was good and bad for me because I got to be a stellar, strong woman. But I see a lot of challenges, particularly in my relationships with men, where I always want to be in charge of everything because I have no reflection of a man doing things in the house or so it's something that I'm working on through therapy. But my upbringing was it was a good one. It was learning that we don't have it all, but we are able to get through every single day. I wouldn't say that I grew up in a poor background, but I was privileged. And that privilege gave me an awareness of the things that I could and could not do, or how to also interact with different people.
Yeah.
From a point of privilege and understanding why people behave the way that they do.
Okay.
So it gave me a sense of patience and understanding.
And just to add on to that, right? So when your parents divorced while you were young, you were still living in Nkwankwa, right?
Yes.
And so there was school involved, there was socializing with kids involved, and I wanted to find out, like, how did that play a role in your day-to-day life, more especially when it came to the fact that you have to go interact with other people every single day before you go back home? You know, how was the situation at home affecting your, you know, upbringing and your social life?
It wasn't so much a situation. I knew who my father was, and it was not tense. My mom would make sure that we have the interaction with my father. So it wasn't so much a difficult thing for me, because I didn't know it any other way. I actually, as I was growing up, realized that people actually have fathers in their houses. That's when I became familiar with the fact that, oh, my situation is different. But I never really felt it growing up, because I would go to my dad's on the weekends, and I felt like that's how it works everywhere. So it was not really like a bad thing for me. It was not something that I had to feel like, oh, I'm going out and now. And my dad was there when he could. He was present.
Just goes to show that the norm is what you are told is the norm up until you go out inside and the ghost the other.
All right,
all right.
And I think from what you've shared so far, you know, also one of the words that you mentioned when you were describing yourself was talking about being a warrior and courageous. So much so that the word courageous also becomes a part of your business as well. Mm. Could you please just unpack with us exactly what that word means to you and how exactly it resonates with you as an individual?
Courage. My favorite word in the entire world. Mm-hmm. Well, I had suffered a miscarriage. And I remember I was in Middleburg and I went home that weekend and I went to church. And this one lady came to me and asked me when I'm having a child. And I was going through the whole grieving process. And when I was I write a lot. So when I was writing my feelings and my emotions, that word miscarriage made me feel like it was my fault. Mm. I had dropped the baby, you know, because it's like you miscarry something.
Yeah.
So I wanted to remove myself from that feeling of guilt and sense of I could have done something to save my child. Mm. And so I started saying I had a miscarriage.
Mm.
And that became my name. You know, it became my stage name. And I would say that there was nothing I could have done to save my child because I took my prenatals, I went to the gynecologist, and I still lost the pregnancy.
Yeah, yeah.
And so for me, the word miscarriage became the rainbow after the storm to say that, no, it was not my fault.
Yeah.
So I'm going to carry this particular chapter of my life with grace and courage.
Mm,
and
beautiful.
That is where everything started.
Girl, you're going to have me in tears, yeah.
All right, so we're going to go for a break, right? If you just tuned in to Capricorn Drive right now, we are joined in the studio live by Matimba Makaringe, who is the founder and manufacturer of Courageous Cosmetics. Now we found out where the name is incorporated in her life. Now what we're going to do is we're going to find out how it got its way to be incorporated in her business and her day-to-day activities, okay? Now, if you've got any other questions that you'd like us to ask Matimba, you are more than welcome to do so. Drop us a WhatsApp, 079-899-6226. Hashtag Monday Motivation. Joined in the studio right now by founder and manufacturer. So basically you're founder, CEO, manufacturer.
Boss lady vibes.
Yeah, like... of Courageous Cosmetics, the amazing Matimba Makaringe with us live in the studio.
Oh, yes. And now I want to talk about Courageous Cosmetics. I want to know what happened that inspired you to start Courageous Cosmetics. Because I think every single time when people think about business, we think about Spatlo, we think about Bolt, we think Uber, we think everything else.
Yeah.
But scents and fragrances are something so far from that. So what was it for you that led you to that path?
Well, it was three things. A hot water bottle burst, a miscarriage, and can I call it a lost love? So I had a water bottle, hot water bottle that burst on my thighs, and I sustained second degree burns.
Oh.
And then I was out for a couple of weeks. I had to learn how to walk again. Mm. So anyone who knows burn wounds, they smell so bad.
Oh.
And then the miscarriage. I lost so much blood during that period that I had to get blood transfusion.
Yeah. Mm.
And then my partner at the time was running a business, and I'd taken some 3 loans to assist with his business.
Mm.
And so when he left... the burn wound smell coupled with the blood, the stench of blood from the miscarriage, and me needing to pay off the loans as soon as possible, I needed another stream of income.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I decided to, firstly, I decided to buy fragrance to get rid of the stench, and I went to the shops, and sure, perfumes are ridiculously expensive.
Mm. Very.
And I just was not finding the right one, you know, to wash off the stench. Because remember when you miscarry, when you don't have a child at the age that I was at that particular time, it's a shameful thing, you know. When you come home, people want to know, when are you having a child? So it was also me literally wanting to wash off the stench of shame for not being married and not having a child at that particular time. And so I got someone to help me. When it started, it was not so much of a business. I just wanted the extra income. And so when it started, it was miscarriage. You know, I was riding on that wave of the name miscarriage, to say that to any woman out there that has suffered a miscarriage, be courageous. You know, here's a perfume that can help you wash off the stench of shame and bitterness and anger. To any woman who has taken loans for their lover, here's a spray that can help you get up and rise. And that is how I also started getting women to buy and resell so they could earn an income. And as the business was growing, I started receiving, people were like, so if I use this perfume, I'm going to have a miscarriage. You know, the word, you know, some places we have to explain the word.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
And so it became not nice for me to have to explain to everyone. And so I wanted to hold on to the word courage. And so that's when we now rebranded to Courageous Cosmetics.
Wow.
Also because I was now saying it won't end with just perfume. As the business grows, we'll introduce hand lotion, body lotion,
yes.
and other fragrances.
It will be cosmetics.
Yes, yeah. It will be the whole cosmetics range. So wow. I didn't want to just limit it to perfume. But the long and short of it is that I was just trying to wash off the stench of shame and pain and bitterness.
So this, metaphorically and somehow, you know, literally.
Yeah, literally. I was saying, when I lived in Middleburg, and I didn't want anyone to ask me, when are you having a child? I would say, but yeah, I've got a fragrance. How many people my age have their own perfume line?
Yes.
And that's how I would respond.
Yeah.
And that made me feel so good about myself.
Yeah.
You know?
And how old are you again right now?
I am 33.
All right.
Yeah, all right. I'll be 34 in October.
You know, this is a conversation that maybe we should open up on radio, maybe some other time. I don't know when, where we can talk about the whole shaming of, you know, or especially where we are from, you know, black culture.
Sure.
We just need to speak openly about it. You know, the expectations of, you know, when are you having a child? You know, when are you getting a job? When are you getting married? When are you doing this? When are you doing that? Now, for you also, Matimane, when now you felt like you had gotten on your feet, right? The business is starting and your focus is on that. At what point did you then look at the business and thought to yourself, well, this is it. This is me. This is my identity going forward. This is what I'm going to run with. At what point did it snap to say, okay, this is me. I found myself now.
I think that was only last year.
Really?
I'm telling you.
Oh,
because after everything happened in 2018, I came back home. I decided, okay, I'm going to leave everything. And I was just selling here and there.
Okay.
And so then I fell pregnant in 2019. And 2020, I gave birth. And then COVID happened. So post-COVID, I was like, okay, what is going to happen to you?
Sheesh.
And now I have a mouth to feed.
Mm.
And so 2021, it's now 2023, so it was 2 years ago. I was like, okay, I don't want to go back to corporate. I don't want to work. Let me make this thing work. And that's when I started to get onto enterprise development programs. And I got onto Wadani Foundation. I got onto AWE, it's Africa Women Innovation Forum. So the fact that I was but one of, I think we were 35 women across the country that made it onto that program, made me feel like, oh, I can actually do this. And being on that program helped me gain the confidence to actually run a business and be a businesswoman.
Beautiful story, man. Loving it. I did say, if you've got any questions that you'd like us to ask Matimba Makaringe, you're more than welcome to do so. Drop us a WhatsApp, 079-899-6226. In the studio today with the founder and manufacturer of Courageous Cosmetics, Matimba Makaringe, telling us her story, a very inspirational story about, you know, literally where she's from up until where she is right now and potentially where she is heading in the future. So, like I said, we are inviting you to become a part of this conversation. This is for not just for us. It is also for you. That's why we do it. So 079-899-6226.
Oh, yes. And we've been receiving messages to you, Matimba. Here is another one. I don't have questions to the courageous lady, but I just want you to know that you are the strongest woman I know. Keep going and keep moving. May God keep blessing the work of your hands. One and only Don Biliato.
Shout out, Don Biliato.
I'm Pumzile, and I just want to say thank you, Matimba. Her story is inspiring, and her perfume smells amazing.
Oh,
that's what we want to hear.
That's what we want to hear. So we're going to be concluding our conversation right now, you know. And my biggest thing is this. I always wonder because think about our lives completely. Like everything that has to do with our lives. Work, relationships, finance, like the whole mess, okay? We never really get awarded opportunities to really sit down away from all that mess and talk to the people that look up to us and say, hey, you know what? Besides debit orders and this and this and that, here's how life works, you know? And then I always worry about a young girl, you know, who's looking up to you right now thinking, oh, wow, okay, Matimba is doing so great. But Matimba never has time or an opportunity or a platform where she can have a conversation with that young girl to say, listen, here is what I did. I'm not saying what works for me will work for you, but here's what I did. Here's how I overcame 1, 2, and 3. That being said, after this whole monologue, if you had an opportunity right now to talk to a young woman that is listening to this conversation away from everything else, and they feel like they need that lifeline that maybe you have, what is it that you would say to them?
That nobody's coming to save you. We all have our own responsibility to pick ourselves up and work with whatever lemons life has thrown to us. We all go through so many things, but that pity party or blaming the government or I grew up with our parents, it doesn't change anything. You, all of us have the power within ourselves to change the narrative, to change our stories. And there's always someone out there that is willing to help. And the best thing that you can do for yourself is to just start with what you have. People like looking at something that is already planted and come and they try and refine it and they make it bigger and better. But if you're just sitting there waiting for someone to come and save you, then you are in very big trouble. So to the young girls, I think for us, it was very different, you know, because when I grew up, I thought I must just go to school. I must get my degree. I must get a job and the rest is history. And I did all of that and bam, all that mud was thrown in my face.
But
the younger generation now are able to see that bad things happen. And when those bad things happen to you, then you pick yourself up and you rise against all the odds.
100%. Mm. All right.
And I think I just want to ask just one last question, because there's also a woman who's listening and she's like, that's me right now. What would you say to a woman who is not where you are right now, but is where you were in the past? What would you say to her if she's listening right now and she's like, I'm going through the exact same thing that you went through, Matimba, but I just don't know how to overcome all of that?
Same thing. Just pick yourself up. I remember it was so dark and so gloomy. And I used to pray to God and I would say, God, just give me enough strength just for today. Just give me strength for 24 hours. Whatever happens tomorrow, whatever happens next month is okay. But give me strength for today. And I always wanted, I was always saying that I don't want to be here next year. Same feeling, the same place, the same mindset a year from now. And so I always strive to be a better version of myself. So the challenge for you could be, do I still want to be here this time next year? And start building from that. Go for therapy. Surround yourself with, I mean, I even stopped watching certain TV programs because the things that we actually watch and read have an impact on
100%.
What we become.
Yeah.
So I stopped watching certain shows. I got rid of certain things and certain friends. And so you need to look at yourself. And another most important thing is allow yourself to break. It's okay to break. It's okay to not be okay. And wake up one day and say, I never want to feel like this ever again. And then you start building from that.
I'm curious to find out what you stopped watching. bad TV program. So because we are pressed for time, you know, I wanted to ask Ore, but I think you've covered this because we've spoken about the future, Courageous Cosmetics, and you did mention that you know you want to do a whole range, body lotion, lip gloss, you name it. And that is where it is heading, best believe me. You will definitely get there, right? I think we should conclude this. Sorry. Before I say we conclude this conversation, right? And I just want a short answer from you.
All right.
Therapy. we did not touch on that. Mm-hmm. You overcame most of these challenges with the aid of therapy. Yeah. Would you recommend therapy to most people?
Highly.
100%.
After God, it was therapy that saved my life.
Mm. Perfect. All right. No. Some of us, we tough it out, bro. We tough it out. Okay.
Isn't just a game.
Yeah. I wake up, I'm like, okay, you call it a banger, but I'm not dead. I shower and I go to work. You know what I mean? I tough it out. What else can I do? Well, if they come here to say, yo, look, we came to take the car because you didn't pay it. Well, here
you
go.
Yeah, take it.
Yeah.
One last thing. So I did say that we've got a surprise quick in a hurry.
All right.
What are some tips that you think one needs to take when they are looking for a scent?
It depends on your personality, who you are, what you like, also where you're going. Particular scents for different events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you gave me a hug when you came to the studio, my scent, what did it say to you?
I couldn't smell you.
Oh, damn it.
You're not using Courageous Cosmetics.
That's why. Oh, yes. That's how you sell your business, girl. That's 100%. How you sell your business.
100%.
Also, are you wearing fragrance?
Oh! And, not after you spend so much money.
And that thing cost me an arm and a leg, bruh. I'll show you when we step outside.
No, come to Karina.
It cost me an arm and a leg. I'll show you when we step outside.
She prepared something for you. I'm okay. Sorry, D. I know you're pressed for time, but she prepared something for you.
Right.
And I'd like you to give it to D because the intention was to give it right now.
Oh, wow.
You remember yesterday I asked you, on Saturday, you to give me your personality traits.
Okay.
And you did. And you sent them through to me on WhatsApp. And I'm pretty sure you're like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, I'm like, this guy is taking me to church.
This okay. So with D, you said reserved, witty, and curious. So with the whole team, I picked one.
Okay.
Yeah, one personality.
All right.
So with D, we picked curious.
Yeah, I'm a curious being. I want to know why COVID started.
So this is what we got for you.
Can you please just a quick spray and tell her what you think about it? So we're going with the word curious.
So what do you call this?
I can't say it on air, right? Remember, we make brand generic fragrances.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I should spray it on my arm.
Spray
and then
it on, yeah. Tell me if I.
If you got me.
If I got you.
All right. I'll let you know if I'm switching from.
You better.
The Italians.
Where you spend thousands of rands.
Yeah, to my Tsonga speaking people. Out here, it's meaning like football with it. Wow, you've got me.
She got you.
Yeah, you got
me.
You got me. You got me. 100.
I'm glad, girl. I was scared. I'm like, what if he says she didn't get it?
You got me. You got me.
You don't have to be nice.
No, I'm not being nice. So I'm not good with scent notes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really good. So this is how I shop for scent. I don't shop by name.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, walk around up until I feel like, well, this will, you know. And I have to tell you the truth. If we go compared to what we were talking about, like you will tell there's those similar notes, you know, a bit of, it's sweet, which is all my stuff. It's sweet with an underlying note of floral and a bit of spiciness in there, right?
Curious.
All right.
She got it. High five to that.
All right, thank you so much. I was telling you what, we hardly receive gifts on the show. And when people do this for us, we really appreciate it. So thank you so much. It's got a beautiful note attached to it. It says, D, thank you for having us. So, what's in Divo's one?
No, mine is there.
Oh, okay.
This was specifically for you.
Oh, I was going to feel bad.
There's one for Rochelle. There's one for Hanok. There's one for Nsamula.
No, Hanok doesn't need one. Hanok is fine. All right. Matima, thank you so much for coming through. We're looking forward. I always say this, I know. We're looking forward to talking to you again in the future. And by the time when we talk to you, of course, things would have been elevated. Things would have been changed. Things would have been bigger. Okay. We're looking forward to that. Shout out to you. Keep on doing what you're doing. If you have a platform to share your story, keep on sharing your story. If you have an opportunity to help out a young lady, please do so. Okay. More especially within your community. All right.
Thank you.
Any last words?
Well, thank you to everyone that is listening. A special thank you to Ndewu for
hunting you
for
down,
hunting
girl.
Me down, and like literally,
yeah.
For not giving up. Thank you so much.
Right.
Thank you to my team. Mm-hmm. I'm not here alone. Becca Baloyi. Thank you so much, my right-hand man.
And how do we find your socials?
My social media page is Matimba Makaringe and Courageous Cosmetics, both on Instagram and Facebook.
Thank you so much, Matimba. We appreciate you coming. We're looking forward to our next conversation in the future. Bless up and thank you, okay?
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.